Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1338. Visible translated text is as follows. I stayed until about 8:30 that night, and I got up and sat in front of the fire a little while and got to swimming around. And then here comes her sister. And after she left, I went to bed and didn't leave home no more until 12 o'clock Sunday, in the daytime. And I walked up Mitchell Street and stayed up there until 1:45. And I come on back home. I was feeling bad, and I laid down across the bed and stayed there until 6 o'clock or 6:30 that night. And I walked up to my mother's at 92 Tatnall Street, and they gave me a lunch up there, and I brought it on back home, and I stayed there and eat it up and stayed at home until 7:10 the next morning. And when I got to the corner of Forsyth and Mitchell Street, the W&A blowed for 7 o'clock, and then I went running on to the factory, and it was 4 or 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. The clock may have been a little fast. And when I got there, I went upstairs to the dressing room, and in comes Gordon Bailey. And here comes Joe Williams, and then Mr. Wade Campbell, the lead inspector. And he comes in there and says, "Wasn't it bad about that girl being killed?" And we asked him, "Which girl?" And it seemed like he said, "Mary Fagan." And we asked him whereabouts, and he said, "In the basement." And we asked him if it was a white or colored girl. And he said, "It was a white girl." And we told him, "Yes, it was." And we asked him how she got killed, and he said he didn't know. And then he come on out the door first, and I come right behind him with the sprinkler in my hand. And then he went to the toilet, and I went right behind him and got a sprinkler full of water. And I stayed down the aisle until about 9 o'clock. And I went and got my raw stuff on the 3rd floor and brought it up to the 4th floor and unloaded it. And then I said I would go to the basement and see who that was got killed. And when I got there was such a crowd of white people there, I couldn't go back there. And then the fireman sent me to get him a nickel's worth of onions and a loaf of bread. And then here comes Gordon, and he give me a nickel, and the fireman give me a nickel, and told me to get him a dime's worth of beer. And I got it, and we all drank it. I went back upstairs and stayed up there until about 9:55, and the whistle blowed for the factory to shut down. And I heard Mr. Joe Stelker say the factory was going to close and to come back tomorrow. And I went and changed shoes and pulled off the pants and put on my hat and come down at 9:50, and didn't go back anymore until Tuesday morning. And went to work at Tuesday morning and got through with my work and went downstairs about 9:30. And there was such a crowd down there, I didn't stay long. And I come back up the aisle and went taking up some trash, and about 10:30 or 11 o'clock. Mr. Frank come back up the aisle and leaned over to me and said, "Jim, be a good boy." And I said, "Yes, sir, I am, Mr. Frank." And when I heard from Mr. Frank again, he was arrested. I come to work Wednesday morning and started down to the basement, and there was such a crowd down there, I couldn't get to use the toilet. And I goes back upstairs and finished my work and works all that day. And Thursday,